This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are going to be talking about mass shootings, who started the fires. I also want to highlight what New York Times blurted out in their confusion when they told you the truth, when they said we only help cause school shootings to push gun control. Yet this is what they said. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. New York Times, we only help cause school shootings to push gun control. I'm going to highlight that in just a couple of moments. Denver banned bump stocks. This is brand new news. Gun owners of America. Denver banned bump stocks. I don't want to give it away, okay? That's half of the headline. And then I want to go over here, Mullen Lab. This is on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. State bans popular AR-15 accessory. That's half the headline as well. I'm going to get to that in just a couple moments. What a message the American people are sending to tyrants. What a message the American people in these particular states are sending to them that will not be ruled by tyrants and to the tyrants themselves. You want to talk about way out of hand? Yes, of course, they are. They're just trying to incrementally disarm the American people through a violation of their oath that they swore to uphold. So I beg the question, America, who's the one that is acting as an outlaw? Those that are violating the law or those that are magnifying the law? If they're not going to magnify the law, the American people will. And that's exactly what you should be doing. Kudos. High five. Okay? Before I get to all of that, I want you to understand why I continuously dissect the hypocrisies of the professed church in America. With in mind, and keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. That's what got him crucified. Keep that in mind. How many times people accuse Christ of hypocrisy, namely his disciples or the self-professed disciples of their hypocrisies, but fail to remember that Jesus rebuked them more than you did. Read Matthew 23. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just posted through Matt Eggerist. Preacher is now asking followers for $54 million to pay for a jet. And the highlight goes, preacher asks followers for $54 million. Jet shows how authority can manipulate people for personal gain. Well, first of all, they're highlighting in this particular article none other than televangelist. He's folks, it's not the word of God. I've sat and listened to this guy's testimony, and I'm just thinking to myself, do you realize you're countering scripture? I can't tell you how many times listening to his testimony, knowing all the well that it wasn't the Christ that he was magnifying. And throughout his whole testimony, he was doing nothing but magnifying himself. And then at the end of his sermon, as he would call it, they begged for money for an hour, right? They give you 20 minutes of a message, and then they beg for 45 minutes to an hour. Televangelist out of Louisiana is making headlines this week after he told his followers that God said they should buy him a Dassault Falcon 7X private jet, which costs about $54 million. God told him, really. You know, it's interesting because the Lord said, those that preach gain is godliness. The Bible says, from such withdraw yourself. I didn't say necessity. I said, those that preach gain is godliness. This is about the most ridiculous doctrine that people follow, and it sickens me to the core. You know, it's interesting when you see these prosperity harlotons, charlatans, whores, hirelings. It's interesting how they're begging for money. They're telling you to sell your car and sell your home for the kingdom of God, while they themselves are looking to buy a new jet or a new car, or a new cabin, or another house. And yet people play into this. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Who gains from this message more than the preacher does? I'm not telling you not to support ministries. We're a ministry. We survive off the support of the American people. But the fact of the matter is, when you begin to manipulate people in such a fashion, why is it that I have to even take the time on the radio to tell you to read your Bibles? Hey folks, if you read your Bibles, you would know that, again, Scripture tells us in 1 Timothy 6:5 that we're to get away from these guys. They're perverse, disputings of men of corrupt minds. The Bible tells us they're destitute of the truth. That's exactly right. Supposing that gain is godliness. And then it tells us right after that, from such withdraw yourself. This is another show. The Benny Hinns, the Jesse Duplantises. Folks, the list goes on. Paula White. They're all in it together. No question about it. Joyce Meyer. Kenneth Hagin. And again, the list goes on, friends. Joel Osteen. Show me in Scripture where you can justify their lack of Christianity. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Period. Nothing more, nothing less. The Bible says that we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. How are we to do that if we don't study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth? How is it that anybody that takes the time to read the Bible doesn't see right in front of their face what a heretic is? And that's exactly, again, what's going on when it comes to the likes of the prosperity movement across the boards. They continuously manipulate the people. And folks, you get around these prosperity people, you know them a mile away. Oh, blessed and highly favored. Oh, I'm covered in the blood. Oh, praise be to the Lord. You know. Oh, and everything's positivism, right? And the reason they live and act out that way, because it's metaphysics. They think that if they say it, they'll have it. The Lord condemns that in a fashion. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to stick to the topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Facebook Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Twitter account Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter accounts. If you'd like to jump over onto our Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page, please do. You're going to love it, I hope. Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty YouTube, Sons of Liberty YouTube, Bradley Dean. Either way, it will work. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the law here. We make reference to the law. That's the purpose of government, by the way. You heard during the break, friends, about how much job growth there is in the United States of America, crediting the government for doing so, namely this administration. Really? Whoa! I got a question for you. What constitution aren't you reading to understand that it's not their job to create jobs at all? It's their job to get out of the way so we can create jobs. How many facets does this government have their hands into that is completely unlawful and unconstitutional today? Oh, it's way over the top. Oh, and speaking of which, going over to Kim Jong, this is hot news right now in the United States of America, according to Fox News America, the conservatives. And they keep calling Kim Jong the dictator, and they have his second-hand man in the White House right now meeting with Donald Trump. And we're being told that the Koreans, they don't want to give up their nuclear weapons because it's a form of insurance to them. Well, let me ask you something. What would you think if some country came to us and told us, you're going to give up your nuclear arms, your way of defending yourselves, or else this is what we're going to do to you? Well, that's exactly what we're doing to them. Okay, I'm not justifying the wrong in any sense of the word. But I'm simply trying to tell you, America, your government is dominating country after country after country after country because you're letting them do it. Since when is it the job, the work detail of those that represent we the people to go out there and put a military presence in their country? Man, I'll tell you, in America, you have these mosques coming into America. People don't like it, and rightly so. You're right. They shouldn't be here, no doubt. How do you like it? And it's interesting as well how the CIA control media will have you agreeing with what you say you don't agree with when it comes to the fact that they keep calling every country that refuses to submit to the New World Order a dictator. Over and over and over again today, America, the conservatives kept using dictator for Kim Jong. Who told you that, America? Who told you that Kim Jong's a dictator? Why don't they tell you the truth of the matter? That he doesn't want to submit to a New World Order? Oh, Bradley, come on. Dude, you're just like anti-Americanism. Really? Really? That's like when I'm siding with the Word of God. People say to me, what a hypocrite. Where's your Christianity? When they don't even know the Word themselves. How ridiculous. Hey, folks, did you know that today the United States has 700 military bases in 148 countries? Did you hear what I said? Today the United States has 700 military bases in 148 countries. By the way, there's 206 countries on the globe. Do you need me to color this a different way for you to understand what's going on? Would you like the definition of the word imperialism? Because you can put in parallel to imperialism the New World Order. Because it's exactly what's happening. If you don't submit to the American government, along with the UN, we're going to label you as a dictator, a madman, a devil that needs to be dealt with, and we're going to send our military in to crush you while, all the while, sitting next to that of Donald Trump, taking advice from none other than the pedophile Henry Kissinger, who said of our military that the military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. Now let me ask you something. Who's the one that falls to the side of ignorance, not understanding what is going on here in this world? How many times do you need to be lied to, America, before you finally figure out what's going on? And again, let me remind you, you're hated by foreign countries because of what you allow corrupt politicians and corrupt administrations to do to their prospective countries. And it's unlawful and it's not right before God. We have no business policing the world. We have no business going around and dominating countries and then trashing them and then putting in their place after we take over, you know, and give them a better form of government. You know, we hear this all the time, like Iraq, who never did anything to us. You know, except to George W. Bush, you know, his daddy. I didn't like the way Saddam was talking about my daddy, so we went and trashed him. I know they had nothing to do with the two towers falling over, but the American people will just follow our lead anyways. It doesn't matter. And then our boys go over there, do the unconstitutional thing. I stand with our military 100%, by the way. Okay? But I am saying this. They go over there, they do the honorable thing by upholding the Constitution, or so they're told. Then they come back, they're buried 6 feet under the ground. Many of them come back maimed, dismembered, mental instabilities because of what took place over there, and then the same government that sent them in the first place completely disregards them at every given turn. When are you going to figure this out? I want to say it one more time. I got to move on. Today, the United States has 700 military bases in over 148 countries. The U.S. has 700 military bases in 148 countries. Whoa. Can you imagine if all those in the military actually followed the rule of law? They wouldn't be there. If they actually took the time to read the Constitution, they wouldn't be there. Furthermore, if they'd read the Constitution, they would understand who the real enemy is. If they read the Constitution, and if they would listen to their sworn oaths to magnify and uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, don't forget the word domestic, they wouldn't be there in the first place. This is over the top. For anybody to deny what this government is attempting to do is got to be out of their minds. They have to have their fingers on their eyeballs, friends. Blind on purpose. Deaf on purpose. To ignore what's going on this globe. Again, I'm highlighting the fact that the conservatives are, you know, calling Kim Jong out for being a dictator. And that's how they're not even saying his name. They're just calling him the dictator. And how his right-hand man is over in the White House right now meeting with Donald Trump, who, by the way, is pushing forth the same agenda as that of Barack Hussein Obama, as that of George Bush, of that as Bill Clinton, and the list goes on. But folks, don't believe a thing I have to say. It's just a fact. And at length, it's going to be your kids that go over and fight their unconstitutional wars, and they could care less. Because like George Bush said after September 11th, you know, sometimes powerful interests trump peace. He just told you the truth. It's all about the money. William Colby, former CIA director. The CIA owns every one of any significance in the major media. William Casey, CIA director from first staff meeting 1981 under Ronald Reagan, by the way. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. And you're going to like this one. James Angleton, head of the CIA counterintelligence from 1954 to 1974. Yes, you heard those year spans right. Deception is a state of mind in the mind of the state. The U.S. military has over 700 military bases in over 148 countries. And there's 206 countries in this world. And everybody else is bad and wicked and need to be demonized in their dictatorships. And they need to be dealt with, and the people keep drinking the Kool-Aid over and over and over and over again. As you play into the hands to the dupes of ill-designing men over and over, as you are the piece and the pawn on the board, only to be pushed around. As you're enslaved to work to pay the bills and to help them become richer and richer and richer and richer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Crews in Northern and Southern California are continuing to fight wildfires as hurricane force winds cover much of the state. Now, the good news is the wind should start dying down in Northern California later on this afternoon. But for the rest of the state, it's supposed to stay windy at least through Wednesday.
Los Angeles County Fire Chief Scott Galbraith has an update on everyone that's helping everyone out in California.
The state, under state-to-state mutual aid, has requested assistance from the surrounding states. We have 189 engines coming in to give us a hand. Most of them are here now, with 55 additional engines on top of that coming from the state of Texas.
Stan Lee, the comic book mastermind behind superheroes such as Spider-Man, has died today at the age of 95 years old. Votes are continuing to be counted today in Florida, Georgia, and Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The New York Times blurted the truth out in their confusion. They said, we only help cause school shootings to push gun control. Last week, I had spent some time on the games that these kids are being taught to play. Because the Supreme Court in justices said it was a form of free speech to teach kids how to violate the law, to kill cops, to rape, to shoot your schools up, how to hit as many people as you possibly can with a higher score when you end up in hell. I mean, folks, it's unthinkable stuff. They even have a game called Pedo Priest. They make light of crime. Does the media help cause school shootings? Well, you can also lay that to Hollywood. Look at all these anti-gunners coming out of Hollywood that during their movies as actors, they're doing nothing but teaching the people how to kill with weapons. The weapon is the person. The gun is the tool, by the way, friends. Some 200 years later, German television debuted Death of a Student, a six-part series about Klaus Wagner, a high school student who commits suicide by jumping under a train. Each episode began with Klaus jumping under the train. The series was supposed to teach teenagers that suicide was wrong, but it had the opposite effect. Of course! You don't teach them how to commit or show them how to commit the crime, and then when they commit the crime, stand back and be in awe of what they just did. You just taught them how to do it. Read Luke 7:35. Proverbs 22, verse 6. The real message of Death of a Student was the same message as that of Werther Fever. If you kill yourself, lots of people will pay attention to you, and the number of teenage boys killing themselves by jumping under a train increased 175%. By the way, I want to tell you that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. We don't do that. Teenage boys killing themselves by jumping under a train increased 175%. Having failed to prevent enough suicides, the show aired a second time. This time, fewer people were watching, and the suicide rate for teenage boys only went up to 115%. A few years later, in neighboring Vienna, suicides went up when they were featured on the front page and fell 75% when they were pushed to the back of the page. Run sans photos and without mention of the word suicide. Folks, people are always being gauged. You're always constantly being tested by those that you refuse to prosecute. Do you understand? The article may not, but the paper certainly does. Well, the New York Times runs this. It also runs this. You will all know who I am, Parkland gunman said in video. Of course. It's a calling card. It's a calling card, friends. Do you remember E.T. back in the 90s, friends? When that movie first came out, do you remember the part where Elliot allured E.T. out to the playset? Do you remember what he used? He used Reese's Pieces. During that movie, Reese's Pieces sales went up 400%. Don't tell me it has no influence over you. It does. Do you remember your kiddo Taco Bell? That little waggly-eared dog that kept saying, "Your kiddo Taco Bell, your kiddo Taco Bell," and it was a 30-second commercial? Do you know that they sold over 12 million of those little waggly-eared dogs, stuffed animals, during the time that they ran those commercials? Don't tell me, friends, it doesn't have an influence on you. It absolutely has an influence over you, like it or not, especially young people. I mean, folks, when these school shootings happen, it's like gas on the fire. And then there's the media to help coin a phrase to see if it will work on inciting another one somewhere else. Who will all know who I am, the Parkland gunman said in the video. By the way, Parkland gunman, out of the 70 cameras that they had in that school, we have still yet to see any of the footage of that alleged shooting. Because false flags all over that shooting, eyewitnesses all over that shooting, had nothing to do with the one that they've accused. Just so you know. We're still waiting to see that film. Period. Did you also know that this is exactly the Columbine scooter, the school shooter, forgive me, celebrity culture it claims to bemoan, even as it promotes it? Because you can't get to gun control without some school shootings. So guess what you're going to have to promote? Exactly. Just have them go to a movie. Teach them how to commit the crime. Give them a game, mom and dad, that teaches them how to shoot up his school. This is gas on the fire. Then he goes out and he does it, and everybody stands back and says, "We need to get rid of the gun." Let me ask you something, America. Who does that work for? That works for tyrants, doesn't it? So why are they promoting it and at the same time condemning it? And I talk about this quite a bit. They promote it and then they condemn it. But they never correct the problem, do they? Nope, they don't. They refuse to be ruled by the law because they are at length doing their best to enslave the American people through ignorance because they don't think things through. Which brings me to this point. I shared with you a couple days ago, Mullen Lake, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Mullen Lake, come and take it, come and get it. That's what that slogan means. State bans popular AR-15 accessory. Not a single person complies. This was in New Jersey. This was in New Jersey. Not a single person complied. What's the problem? The problem is there are people out there that are not stupid. The problem they're having is lawful gun owners know that they have God-given rights and they're not about to subject themselves to tyranny by forfeiting their rights to those that will not be ruled by law or to hold to their own oath that they themselves swore to uphold. Period. Read Luke 11:21. So in New Jersey, not one person complies to the ban. Not one. I want to ask you another question. Who's breaking the law there, friends? Who's breaking the law? Those that are attempting to disarm you are the ones that are breaking the law. Period. I know what the Second Amendment says. Period. Anything that runs counter to the Constitution is nugatory, null, and void. Period. What does that null and void apply to us? No, friends, it applies to them. As a matter of fact, the Bill of Rights are thou shall not to those that serve we the people, as they themselves have security detail all over them. And what this is all about, them banning bump stocks, is to see how far you'll let them go, America. That's all this is. I want to take you over to something that was just reported by Gun Owners of America just yesterday. Denver banned bump stocks. You ready? Now we're over into Denver. Not one person turned in their bump stock. They're going to have some serious problems. Over in Illinois right now, they're trying to do the same thing. And the sheriff stood up, who, by the way, has more authority than federal government does in his said district. He said, I don't want to disarm the American people. No, you don't. Because you know that those that are telling you to disarm them are the ones that are acting out in an not only illegalities and unconstitutionality, but folks, this is a strong message of tyranny. When the message comes down to the sheriffs to disarm them, if that doesn't put a chill up your spine, nothing will. But I want you to keep in mind, it's never the tyrant that's going to go door to door telling you to give up your guns. It's always going to be your brothers. And don't forget what the tyrant across the pond, King George, did. He used the brothers of those in the colonies and made a bargain with them that if you would go and basically kill your brothers and deal with your brothers, then we'll let you off. That's exactly what the king did, the tyrant King George. And he was the one labeling our forefathers terrorists, by the way. Terrorist, again, Old English Dictionary, Oxford's Old English, original definition of terrorism, government by intimidation, and that's exactly what you're seeing. But the American people are standing up and saying, oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. You're way out of your scope of authority. You're way out of your scope of authority. So now we have two states that have not forfeited their rights. Two states. Two states that have said, no, you don't. Now, America, let's get all 48 around these two states to do the same thing. Because, friends, that's your only means of defending yourself and your family. Read Luke 11:21. That's why I keep making reference to this. Read the quotes from your forefathers. I have a ton of articles of direct quotes from our forefathers as to why they armed the American people. It's because of what you are seeing today. After this break, up and coming, I'm going to play some audio for you of an individual. Is that in Maryland, Sam? I believe it's in Maryland. Where a citizen walked into government, he took his turn, and he called them out for who they were and what they were attempting to do. And I want to tell you what, this guy was right on the mark. And I know there's a lot of smart people out there, but and folks, I want to tell you this too. I am a preacher, first and foremost. My objective here is to make sure that you understand what's going on in this country today is because of a lack of repentance before a just and a holy God. Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, Acts 2, 38, the list goes on. But I have an obligation to tell you exactly what's going on as I see it. And the fact of the matter is I love God enough to tell you the truth as my brothers and sisters, because I love this country as well. And I want to tell you something, friends. We can do this if we stick together. Enough is enough of the tyranny. Our forefathers told us either we're going to be ruled by tyrants or we're going to be ruled by God. I prefer the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Jesus' name, be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to let you know, Tim Brown, sonsoflibertymedia.com, editor-in-chief, you like that, Tim, if you're listening, just posted, Illinois reps advanced 3 more unconstitutional gun confiscation bills. You need to understand, the way to flush these people out is to deal with your representatives, because they're clearly violating their oath. They're violating the Constitution. Deal with the representatives lawfully. They're going to keep pushing this, friends, until they can initiate, incite, door to door. They want to see what the American people are going to do. And by the way, let me remind you of the administration that this is happening under. And by the way, when I go back to any other administration, when they put the good guy up, pay attention to what's going on under his administration. The opposite of what he promises to do. And it's exactly what's happening here. Why is it that Chicago of all places, Illinois of all places, would feel free under Donald Trump's administration, Mr. Pro-Second Amendment himself, would feel free to go ahead and add 3 more unconstitutional gun confiscation bills? And I want to tell you, all you police officers, all of you sheriffs, all of you in the military, let them disarm. Let them do it. Because you know this is illegal. You know what your oath is. I come from a military family. I have a whole mess of friends that are police officers, representatives in government, and they're waiting for the American people to stand up and help them in the process of what's going on. This is all happening under Donald Trump, friends. I just want to share that with you. Quit playing ignorant. Quit playing stupid to the circus of politics, friends. There's no difference between a left and a right paradigm, which is unconstitutional within itself. That should be enough for you to understand what's going on right there. Pay attention to what's going on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Illinois' reps advanced 3 more unconstitutional gun confiscation bills. Folks, they're violating the law. The representatives are. I'm going to play this audio for you so I can get it off before the end of the radio program, and then I will close up the show right after that. Listen to this carefully. You're going to love it.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes. I didn't have time to...
To give us your name.
I'm sorry. My name is Mark Robinson. I live at 4015 Sassafras Court.
Yeah, we don't need to.
That's right here in Greensboro.
Give that information out.
All my life. I didn't have time to write a fancy speech. I didn't have time to... You know, I didn't have the resource of an English teacher to sit down and write a speech with at school today and be, you know, brought over here or practice or anything. What I really came down here for was this. I've heard a whole lot of people in here talking tonight about this group and that group, and domestic violence, and blacks, these minorities and that minority. What I want to know is, when are you all going to start standing up for the majority?
Amen.
Here's who the majority is. I'm the majority. I'm a law-abiding citizen who's never shot anybody, never committed a serious crime, never committed a felony. I've never done anything like that. But it seems like every time we have one of these shootings, nobody wants to blame, put the blame where it goes, which is at the shooter's feet. You want to put it at my feet. You want to turn around and restrict my right, constitutional right that's spelled out in black and white. You want to restrict my right to buy a firearm and protect myself from some of the very people you're talking about in here tonight. It's ridiculous. I don't think Rod Serling could come up with a better script. It does not make any sense. The law-abiding citizens of this community and many communities around this country, we're the first ones taxed and the last ones considered and the first ones punished when things like this happen. Because our rights are the ones that are being taken away. That's the reason why I came down here today. Gun show or no gun show, NRA or no NRA. I'm here to stand up for the law-abiding citizens of this community. Because I'm going to tell you that what's going to happen. You can take the guns away from us all you want to. You all write a law, I follow the law, I'll bring my guns down here, I'll turn them in. But here's what's going to happen. The Crips and the Bloods on the other side of town, they're not going to turn their guns in. They're going to hold on to them. And what's going to happen when you have to send the police down there to go take them? The police can barely enforce the law as it is. As what I see, we demonize the police, criminalize and vilify the police, and we make the criminals into victims. And we're talking about restricting guns? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that when the police department's already hamstrung? You're not going to be able to go down here and take these guns from these criminals. So the criminals are going to hold on to their guns. They're still going to have them. They're still going to break in my house, and they're still going to shoot me with them. And guess who's going to be the one that suffers? It's going to be me. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, it is not going to happen without a fight. And when I say fight, I don't mean shots fired. I don't mean fist thrown. I mean I'm going to come down here to this city council and raise hell just like these loonies from the left do until you listen to the majority of the people in this city. And I am the majority. The majority of the people in this city are law-abiding. And they follow the law, and they want their constitutional right to be able to bear arms. They want to be able to go to the gun show and buy a hunting rifle or a sport rifle. They don't military grade weapons sold at the gun show. An AR-15 is not a military grade weapon. Anybody that would go into combat with an AR-15 is a fool. It's a semi-automatic 22 rifle. You'd be killed in 15 minutes in combat with that thing. So we need to dispel all these myths, and we need to drop all this division that we got going on here. Because the bottom line is, when that Second Amendment was written, Whether the framers liked it or not, they wrote it for everybody. And I am everybody. And the law-abiding citizens of this city are everybody. And we want our rights, and we want to keep our rights. And by God, we're going to keep them, come hell or high water.
Amen. Amen. Outside of a couple of his ways of expressing himself, I agree with it 100%. To me, it's not raising hell, as he said. It's kicking the hell out by setting the record straight. If you want to go ahead and forfeit what your forefathers fought, bled, and died to give you, and how many veterans in between then and now, and you want to just forget what they did in sacrifice of themselves to give you the freedom and the right to bear arms, that's your bad. When it comes to cowardice or the fight, choose the fight. Because you are easily, America, in the majority. But you majority under God need to get it right, first and foremost, before Him. Because I don't care if you had the military standing behind you, one man with God standing against the world is always in the majority against his enemies. Read Psalm 27. The last thing I want to do is ever be guilty of, before God, of justifying a people because they're armed to do the right thing, because now it comes to them and their front door. Like I told you exactly, this is what was going to happen. I've been telling you for 15 years, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen, and it's happening today. And I'm not trying to play anything. You can see it a mile away. You can see the totalitarian methods, that corruption, and those that are behind the puppets that you call representatives, how they keep pushing the envelope and pushing the envelope along with the authoritarian and totalitarian CIA-controlled media, how they attack. They've been doing this far too long, and how the courts refuse to take it to corruption. Well, the fact of the matter is, I don't necessarily know that it's the corruption in the courts. I believe it's the corruption in the people that won't stand up and do the right thing before God to be empowered to take it to the courts and to take it to the enemy. America, let me tell you something. There's a saying concerning the communists, and the communists are what you are dealing with in this country. There's no doubt about it. No question about it. You've been giving them a free hand far too long, but they have this slogan: when you feel their steel, retreat. When you feel mush, in other words, when you feel their steel, you see these people will not be moved, back up. But when you feel their mush, their willingness to compromise their rights, go forward. And by the way, this was Barack Hussein Obama's slogan, was forward, and that of MSNBC, that is a communist slogan. And I want to take you to the present. Because the same agenda, and all the more under this current administration, is taking place. For those that are not paying attention, it's much worse. Things are getting worse, not better. What is being said and what's happening are two different stories. I want you to know that. I want to end with this, because I said mass shootings, who started the fires. I want to give you an analogy, and I want to bring it over to what we were talking about earlier concerning the New York Times. We only help cause school shootings to push gun control. Well, who's behind the shooters? Around 100 BC, Rome had no fire department, and an army general politician, Marcus Licinius Crassus, established a personal firefighting force. When a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on the site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all the surrounding structures until the owner would agree with his low price. The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain, until they sold it to him on his terms.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today.
ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.